Most of Weaverville in Northern California has been evacuated because of a fast-moving fire that started yesterday. 17-year-old Katrina Zimmer was attending classes at Weaverville High School when the fire approached.
At first, the fire was pretty far away, and they weren't worried about the high school. But around 4 or 5 o'clock, it started getting pretty close. I was driving around with some friends of mine, and we could see the huge, huge tunnel of smoke coming down the mountain, coming straight into town right near the high school. And you could see this big, huge tunnel of smoke, and right in the center of it, you could see the flames coming down.
No injuries are reported among Weaverville's 3,000 residents, but buildings have burned. By last night, more than 1,200 firefighters were trying to contain the blaze. Weaverville is about 200 miles north of San Francisco. Scientists studying the big western forest fires have been finding unexpectedly high levels of mercury in the smoke. Mercury is a neurotoxin that's been linked to a wide variety of human health problems. The findings pose no short-term health threat, but they could derail a plan to force the nation's electric power plants to limit their mercury emissions, NPR's John Nielsen reports.
When the wildfire started burning in the state of Washington this summer, atmospheric scientist Hans Friedli flew an airplane loaded with research equipment back and forth through the giant hazy smoke plumes. It's a risky way to gather data.
The biggest hazard is obviously you don't want to fly in a mountain. That's one thing, and you make sure that you are clear of that. The other thing is the hazard is usually there are people who are trying to kill that fire. So there are helicopters around, and there are big planes around that put the retardants or water on those fires. So you have to be careful.
Friedli works for the National Center for Atmospheric Research. On the recent plane flights, he was trying to figure out whether wildfires release large amounts of mercury stored in forest plants and soils. That would tell him whether wildfires are a significant source of mercury pollution. He says the answer is now obvious.
Certainly we were very surprised to find how much mercury really is contributed by these wildfires.
Well, how much is?
We have extrapolated that there might be as much as 800 tons per year globally.
Friedli says that's a lot, especially when the atmospheric mercury starts falling back to the ground. Certainly, it's enough to further contaminate fish that have already been contaminated by the so-called man-made mercury pollution produced by coal-fired power plants all over the United States.
The thing that's important here is the mercury in the concentrations that we are seeing is getting converted into methyl mercury in watersheds. And that is then effectively and very efficiently bioaccumulated through predatory fish and then ends up in people through consumption of these fish.
People who live in the Rocky Mountains and near the Great Lakes are regularly warned not to eat fish that might be contaminated by mercury. Environmentalists say those warnings prove the need for new restrictions on the mercury produced by coal-fired power plants and other man-made sources of mercury pollution. Mae Gustin, a mercury specialist at the University of Nevada at Reno, expects to see industry try to use the wildfire study to their advantage soon. After all, if the mercury produced by forest fires is really that abundant, how can anyone expect restrictions on so-called point sources like smokestacks to make a significant difference? At the very least, she says, this study shows that there's an urgent need to find out more about the so-called natural sources of toxic mercury pollution.
Quantified the amount that's coming from non-point sources, like naturally enriched soils that have mercury in them, geothermal areas, forests. And so we haven't balanced the global mercury biogeochemical cycle, which is what we need to do in order to understand if putting some sort of scrubber on a coal-fired power plant will matter or not.
Everyone involved in this study concedes that it is not definitive. For one thing, it's still not clear where the mercury that's going up in these fires is coming from in the first place. According to William Fitzgerald of the University of Connecticut, it's possible that this mercury also has a man-made source.
Because it's clear from studies of where mercury's been preserved, for example, in lake sediments and ice cores, that there's been a substantial increase in mercury over the last 150 years, since about 1850. And it ties in very neatly, if you will, almost in lockstep with CO2. And the connection is to fossil fuel combustion and principally to coal combustion. And it's been accumulating.
He calls it recycled pollution. The new report on mercury levels in the western wildfires has just been published in Geophysical Research Letters, a scientific journal. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.